Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up on Relatables.
Things that are just for boys. This one hurt my feelings a little bit. Holes in underwear.
That's all you, man. Hey, that's all you, man. I gotta say, that's all you.
Those Calvins are expensive, man.
Jake and Artie, the Relatable Party. Relatable.
You are listening to
Relatables.
That's it, baby. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to all the baddies.
Yeah, that's it, the baddies.
The baddies are back. All right, this week we had things that are just for boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oddie.
Instagram thread.
Instagram. You guys really... I actually wouldn't mind just quickly popping in. I love it when we do a question where you guys can make fun of guys because it makes us laugh.
Yeah.
Makes everyone else laugh. And you guys are really good at it. So I want to know, we can think of some, but maybe if you, I don't know how, just if you feel like it, send us a question we should do on the IG.
Yeah.
Of ways, like I want some niche ways to make fun of guys. Okay. Things that are just for boys. Pooping.
Is that it?
Pooping.
Oh, hey, girls don't do that, eh?
Girls, no. No, coming from a girl. What do I do?
What do you do?
Proof.
Proof in the pudding.
Proof in the pudding, mate.
Things that are just for the boys. Never having any details about events coming up.
Very true. And I'm keeping it that way.
Not even the time.
I'm keeping it. I'm going to get there when I get there.
Yeah.
Because that's when the event starts for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. That stuff stresses me out.
Wait, it does.
Yes.
It stresses girls out not to know. It stresses me out to know.
Because then I'm on a deadline.
Yeah.
I just want to go with the flow.
It starts for me when I get there, okay? It can start whenever it wants, but I don't care if I'm
and then when
there.
You say the answer, when do you get there? It's like, when I get there. Like, stop being a dog. Like, they think it's you're being mean. Yeah.
No, I'm not being mean. It's just like, I'll be there.
Yeah.
When I'm there. Things that are just for boys. Using the same towel to wash your dick, butt, and face.
Wait, what? Aren't you meant to do that?
Like when you dry your body out of the shower?
Yeah, you're clean.
I mean, granted, what I'll do is I dry my face, and then I go dick, butt.
Yeah.
And then just so I'm not touching them in consecutive, but then I use the same towel the next shower, and I'm definitely doing some cross-contamination.
What do they do?
I don't know what a girl.
Do they have two towels?
To be fair, in all honesty, they're clean enough because they don't poop.
Yeah,
so they're clean enough there where it doesn't matter.
I love our logic how though, like the next day the towel's clean.
Yeah,
so it's good.
But you get out of the shower clean.
Yeah, exactly. So, that was mean a little bit. Things that are just for the boys: skipping leg day.
Fair.
Guilty as charged.
Oh, that's very fair. I'm going to do two consecutive.
Yeah.
So things that are just for boys. Real orgasms.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
And then things that are just for boys. Saying, did you come after sex?
I just want to know.
And I just would like to say to all the guys out there that if you've got to ask... She didn't.
I know. You said, you know what I've started doing?
What?
You go, was that a good one?
Ooh, that's a good tactic.
Yeah.
That's a great tactic.
Because it's like, you know, I know I've done a good job. Maybe.
Oh, shit, bro. I like that. Oh, my God. Was that a good one?
Yeah.
And then if she goes, a good what? Then you're just like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. That's a very good tactic. I like it.
Things that are just for boys. Lying about their height.
I'm 6 foot.
I'm 6'5".
If that's the case, I'm 6'3".
Hey.
I'm 6'3".
If that's the case, I'm 6'7".
Oh, things that are just for boys. Skid marks.
I actually found something out the other day.
Wait. I thought you were going to say I actually found some of mine the other day.
No.
What?
Okay, firstly, that one's valid. I found out that girls, like, so before you go to the toilet and do a number two,
yeah,
do you lay toilet paper in the toilet to stop it from, like, the water hitting your bum?
What?
Girls do that.
What?
Yes.
What are you talking to? Explain.
So, like, when you go to, you go to the toilet to do a number two.
Yeah.
And, like, you, as a male, you sit down, let it all out.
Yeah.
As a lady, you get some toilet paper, lay it on the water to prevent any waters from splashing up and hitting you.
Whoa. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Because I'm out here with a wet butthole all the time. The thing I like about the wet butthole is when I wipe, it's helping to clean it a bit. Yeah. It's a cleaner, you know, because apparently toilet water's clean.
I kind of like it. It's like a mystery. Sometimes it's wet, sometimes it's not. It
comes up, kisses the tush.
I was like, how have I never thought of doing that?
Neither. I've never even once thought that there is a solution to that problem. Yeah. I'm just out here. It's annoying when it hits the cheek, but I don't mind it if it goes straight up into the butthole. Yeah. But when it hits the cheek, I'm just like, oh, clean up.
Yeah.
Clean up on aisle cheek. Jesus.
Oh, is it my turn?
It's my turn. It's my turn. Okay, this one I've done.
Okay.
And I don't always do it, but I do it sometimes when I'm feeling like a bit gambling man. Flushing mid-pee to race the toilet water.
All the time. That is relatable for any dudes listening right now. 100%. It makes it fun.
It's so much fun.
It's like a game.
It's the best thing. Something about it is like.
They can't do it because they're shitting.
No, they can't do it.
Yeah.
It is honestly the funniest.
How do they know?
I don't know. Maybe a boyfriend or something told them, but watching the water swirl down and you're still going, you're like, oh my God, this is a heavy stream. I'm going to lose.
It makes it fun.
It does.
Things that are just for boys. Saying the most romantic thing, then not being ready for a relationship.
Oh, fuck. Oh my God.
Keeping it going.
Yeah, that's sad.
Things that are just for boys.
I'm sorry, that's sad.
Being emotionally unavailable.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. This is kind of along the same lines, not really, but things that are just for boys. Saying sorry without knowing what they're sorry for.
To be fair, you can still feel sorry.
You can feel sorry for hurting them.
Yes.
But you need to teach me sometimes what I've done.
Yes. You're sorry for the reaction, but you have no idea what the...
Sometimes you don't know why what you did, but quite often if they explain it, then I understand.
Yeah.
So is it a problem that if you're too naive to know what you did, or is it okay if you do feel really bad and never do that thing again when it's explained to you?
Yeah, I think if you you're willing to try and understand what you did wrong and work on it, that's when it's okay. But if you're just like naive to what you did and you're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Like I don't even care.
You kind of keep doing it. Yeah. Just keep saying sorry. Like, oh, I didn't know.
That's when it's bad.
Because you know now.
Yeah, exactly. Things that are just for boys. This one hurt my feelings a little bit. Holes in underwear.
That's all you, man. Hey, that's all you, man. I gotta say, that's all you.
Those Calvins are expensive, man.
Yeah, to be fair, a pair of Calvins with a few holes, they're fine.
Like, I've got my special undies when I know I'm going to like, you know what I mean? But if I'm going around doing the day-to-day life.
If you know that she's going to see them.
Yeah.
There's going to be only maximum one hole.
No holes.
No holes.
They got me special undies, mate. Oh, okay. I like to feel
special occasion undies.
I like to feel sexy.
That pair of undies.
Sure you do.
The pair of undies you have where you kind of purposely let a little bit sit above the pant line. So just in case she sees it, you know that she's getting wet.
Yeah.
All right. You know, she's liking it. Yeah. I got a few special pairs.
I got me.
I'm docked on undies right now. Yes.
Can I borrow a pair?
You always have too many holes, eh? Oh, fuck. This one's just facts because I know I like doing this. Things that are just for guys, throwing rocks in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fun.
Right, surely they do that too.
I just like hearing the kapunk. Yeah. Like the kaploosh.
The kaploosh is kind of like more satisfying than the skipping.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. And you got to say, I love skipping a rock.
Yeah, same. I got to argue, girls like that too, surely.
There's no way you don't find that satisfying. Just throwing something heavy off of something.
Yeah, when we were traveling, like just and drinking beers, like near the thing, like whatever.
Just plop. Just plop.
Not on your phone.
When I was living in Canada, the best thing was getting a little puddle that froze. You can pick it up and then you drop the sheet of ice. It just
That's cool, eh? Hey. I'd find that so cool because we're so different here.
So satisfying.
That is cool. Things that are just for boys. Farting, then farting, then congratulating yourself about it or a mate for it.
That's so true.
Guilty.
But you got it to be like, you got to give us some credit here if it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's worth a congratulations. Like, that's not even funny. That's just impressive. It's not even gross anymore. Things that are just for boys. You and I are going to be hurt from this.
Oh.
Lack of seasoning.
Oh, that is me to a T.
So true.
And I love it.
But hey, taco seasoning has got a few different ones in there, and I use that a lot, so I use that a lot.
Salt and pepper, man. That gets me a
you
long way.
You can't go wrong with salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Little bit of basil if I'm feeling special.
Hey, a bit of all-purpose?
Yeah.
All-purpose seasoning?
Yeah. I get roasted for that, hey.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
Things that are just for boys. Getting angry, then blaming their testosterone.
Oh! We blame our testosterone for everything. Thinking about it.
Yeah, we do.
If I'm sad and I'm tired, I must have low T. Yeah. If I'm angry, I'm just a guy with high testosterone. What do you want me to do?
I can't talk about my feelings. It's because I've got testosterone.
Damn. We do use that as an excuse. Things that are just for guys. Having boobs but not wearing a bra.
No, there's a line and I draw it there. There's the line. Imagine if the roles were like flipped and someone said something similar.
But hey, look, we can do it. We can say it and make fun of guys because whatever. Girls can also make fun of guys because, hey, they have every right. Every right. Things that are just for guys. Kissing the homies goodnight.
It is. Something special about that. The bond.
Something special about a forehead kiss from one of the boys.
My dreams are good that night. I'm sleeping like a baby.
Oh, fuck.
My last one. Things that are just for boys. Saying, quote, showering without me.
Oh. Yeah. Look, not guilty. But another one is, quote, where's my hug at?
Yeah.
My last one as well. Things that are just for boys. Yellow pillows.
Mine's getting there, eh?
Mine is nearly brown. Really? I swear to God. And I don't know. My actual pillow has like a protective case and then you do the pillowcase.
Yeah.
I wash the protective case and it's just yellow.
I remember you telling me that you don't like your skin doesn't do anything in your bed. There's proof. Remember how you were saying about sheets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, there's proof.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is my skin obviously secretes oil.
Yeah.
But I don't get pimples from it.
Oh, so you don't
care. That's why
so
I can just go forever without changing my sheets.
See, that's the thing things that are only for boys, having good skin.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. And you want to know why I have good skin? Because I haven't been putting products on it since I was fucking 7, all right?
Oh, bro. Shots fired. Far out. This man only moisturizes for the first time this year.
Yeah. All I do, I moisturize after I shave.
Yeah. That's
I moisturized this morning.
Really? Looks good.
I've got two different types of moisturizers.
Really? What are they?
One of them.
That's enough.
Can't be doing any. No product placement. No, none of that. We're not paying us for this.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Up next, we have Girl Next Door or Man Eater. So if you want some visuals, head on over to YouTube. Otherwise, the episode is going to be the same throughout. All right, everybody. Up next is Dilemmas. So if you want to submit a dilemma, go on to our Instagram bio, There's a little link tree. It's called Comeo. Comey?
Yeah.
Scroll down to Weekly Dilemmas, and that's where you submit it. Not a relationship one. Hey, guys, I'll try to keep it as short as possible. I work at a restaurant as a manager there, and we have some security cameras for security purposes, of course.
Fair.
A few days ago, I found out that my boss has been watching us over this security camera after work when we sit together and eat and chat with our co-workers. He is totally fine with us hanging there after work. He sometimes even joins us. He is not always in the restaurant, but whenever he is, he tries to join in for team building, blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing. I just found out that he's been looking at the videos and sending them to other co-workers, laughing about us and the things we talk about. Sometimes we talk about private stuff like our sex life, etc. Our team is very close because it's so small and we are all friends outside of work. Obviously, this is illegal because of data protection and stuff, but I don't know what to do. I'm scared to confront him because I don't want to get fired because I really love my co-workers. We're like family to each other, and I've done this job for years now, and I simply don't have the time to start something because of my new university. But I feel like it's my duty to protect fellow co-workers from this and prevent my boss from gathering videos and material against us, if that makes sense. Please help me out. I'm just a girl. Love from Germany.
Ooh.
Tough one,
shit.
Eh?
Oh, man. My initial reaction was going to be, just say something to him and say he might apologize and then say, all right, cool, all good. But I would really like it if I had access to them via my phone as well. And so then whenever you guys are done service, you guys can have your sit around. And just for that 20 minutes you guys are sitting around, turn them off.
Oh, right.
But the only thing is like then if something gets stolen in that time, I guess the thing is you know that it's going to be one of you guys. So it doesn't matter if they're not on.
Oh, it's just getting too tricky and technical.
What he's doing is really not right.
It's definitely not right. It's morally wrong. Is it legally wrong?
It's illegal to send. What he's doing, sending videos around, that's illegal.
That is illegal?
I believe that would be considered illegal.
Confirmed. That is tough. So she wants her job. I'm trying to think of a solution. I don't think you're going to get fired if you say something.
Who knows though? Some people are weird.
But also, if you get fired, you could sue for wrongful dismissal.
Which just is a fucking hassle for a uni student.
Yeah, I know. But also, that's just sus. Like, you suppose that's just like your safe place. 100%. It's invading your privacy. I don't know. That's a tough dilemma.
Very tough.
It's not often we get stumped. Okay, let's go. We're in her, talking to the girls, talking about like just having fun, you know? Good weekend.
Yeah.
After it, next day, you find out video's been shared and everyone knows about what happened last night. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm pretty furious if you ask me.
As a group?
Yes, here you go.
Confront.
Yeah, as a group, because he can't fire you all.
And if he does, leave on the spot. Go somewhere else with all those people.
Yeah, 100%.
Leave on the spot.
Stuff up his business if he's doing it like that. And you said you're all good co-workers, so like your group is one.
Yeah.
Form a little army. That's talk good advice.
Him. I would say 100% talk to him and then get all your little group to go and confront and be like, we know what you're doing. It's not on.
It's disrespectful at the least.
Yeah. I don't know. Threaten to sue him. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe don't threaten to sue him. But definitely what he's doing is wrong. So I say, I reckon best bet is to get a little few of you together.
Yeah. I reckon all of them.
Yeah. All of them. No,
here we go. I've game planned it.
Yeah.
Next time you're sitting talking to your coworkers, have a lying story that's juicy as fuck.
Yes.
So just be like, all right, so I was in the like toilets of the restaurant and one of the co-workers came in and we just had the best sex of my life.
Yes.
And then he's going to be thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to send this to everyone. And then you stop right there. You all turn to the camera and be like, Greg, come in here. We need to talk to you.
Oh, shit.
And then
I like it.
You're all there. You've got some ammunition ready to fire and be like, this isn't right. You're like obviously doing so many things wrong here. Can you please stop this or else we're all going to quit.
That's a fucking good plan.
Yeah.
I say do it. You'll feel like a boss bitch too.
Yeah.
Damn. Good answer.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Alrighty guys, my one. Love your podcast, jumping right in. My 5-year relationship and engagement ended. His decision, not mine. I cancelled our wedding, moved out of our flat, traveled in therapy, hit the gym, etc. And finally, feel like myself again. Here is where the dilemma hits. I started dating again just for sex. I have been seeing someone for a couple of months. We talk daily. I do like him, but we agreed up front that neither of us are looking for a relationship. Me, due to recentness of breaking up, 3 months, and enjoying my own company right now. Him, due to the fact he is moving to another country. However, we behave as if we are in a relationship. I still don't actually want a new partner, but I can't seem to separate if that it is my ego protecting me so I don't get hurt again, or if I actually don't want one. I catch myself not always being myself in situations, panicking, etc., but also smiling at texts, and the sex is kink central. Which is so fun. Please share any advice or thoughts if I should stop seeing him to remove the confusion or keep having amazing sex and risk someone getting hurt later. I don't believe we can talk every day and keep sleeping together and no one gets hurt, surely. Or can we? This world of Delulu girls, comma, TikTok, etc. is so confusing, as I don't want to be a girl that accepts the bare minimum. But apparently right now my brain wants the bare minimum. Signing off, confused girly.
I was going to say, she confused me a little bit. I got the gist of it.
Mm.
So she's just broken up with a boy, found a nice guy. They can't be together for different reasons.
Yep.
She's afraid she's catching feelings.
Yep.
Because they act like a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, so basically, yeah, they both said they don't want a relationship, but like they basically act like a couple, and she doesn't know whether or not she's saying she doesn't want one for her ego or whether she actually wants one, and she's confused. So she feels like she's accepting the bare minimum.
But he's moving overseas anyway.
Yeah.
So for that reason alone.
Yeah, I don't know. But she said that she feels like she, a lot, because, you know, there's like people are like, don't expect the bare minimum, don't accept. Like, but also, if you're giving him the bare minimum and you guys are fine.
Yeah.
Then.
But if they're in a relationship, are they giving each other the bare minimum?
It sounds like they're not.
Yeah, they're giving each other a fair bit.
Talk every day.
Yeah, you don't do that with someone you're just having good kinky sex with.
No. I'm going to say...
I think... So she's struggling. Is she? I think she's scared to dive into another relationship and her body's telling her no. That's what's happening. But she's acting like she's already in one. I don't know.
I think she's in a good position because of the fact that he's moving away. So I think what you should do is end it, is end this one, go about your life, you know, start dating again for sex, and hopefully the next guy's good at sex. If not, see ya. Go again, try and get another one, good at sex, yoo-hoo, and go have some good sex again.
My views is I don't think you should date to have sex.
No?
No, because...
some people want to be single and they also want to have sex.
Yeah, but I think you should do that on like, not dating, go on a dating app or...
I assume she's on dating.
Or go on a one-night stand. As soon as you have...
I think that you should... If you're open and honest from the start, though...
Dating to me means you like someone.
Yeah, but sometimes you kind of also need to just go on a date.
Yeah, to have it. I understand that.
Yeah, but I think that if you... Say you go on a date and then you have sex and you say to them, I don't want a relationship. Like...
But we say friends with benefits don't work.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing, but she's calling it dating. She's saying, I just want to date for sex. So she wants...
Yeah, I wonder if you could just do... I think, yeah, it just seems like it's just so hard to have... consistent sex with someone and not to catch feelings, because it's just like a very, the act of sex it's called love.
You can't detach your emotions from having sex with someone.
Mm.
Like the sensation is good, I get that. But as soon as you get intimate with someone, feelings begin to be involved, even if you don't want them to be.
Here's the weird thing though, is sometimes I'm guilty. You sleep with someone, even if you're honest with them and you say, I don't want a relationship, like this to me, this is just a sex. And even they're like, yeah, cool, I'm same page. And you keep sleeping together and then you start hanging out and then you still feel that way. So in my situation, I felt like I didn't want a relationship with this person. I knew it was going to end one day, but I was enjoying what was happening. And in my head, I was like, yeah, well, this is fine. And then just kind of for some reason thought that was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that was fine. And then what happens is one day you just have to completely end it and the other person may actually really like you.
And gets hurt.
Mm.
I think.
But at the same time, during the time that we were sleeping together and I knew I didn't want a relationship, if that person was to have slept with someone else, I probably would have been upset.
Really?
Well, probably. And then I probably would have just stopped sleeping with her.
Mm.
Like I wouldn't have been like heartbroken, but I would have just been like, oh, whatever.
I also think the girl you're sleeping with, if you asked her out, she would have said yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she would have, yeah.
Exactly. And I think she's in this situation in the dilemma. Maybe that's something that she should ask herself. If this boy you've been hanging out with all the time, take away over going overseas, ask you today, do you want to be my girlfriend? Would you say yes? And if the answer is yes, you should stop sleeping with him. And if the answer is no, then you can still keep sleeping with him.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That's probably a good way to think of it. Yeah. If he was to just say, I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go away.
Yeah. Just take that out of the equation, because that's too many. There's too many factors in that. That's just confusing.
Then you could say, whatever your answer to that is what you should probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. I like that.
Dilemmas. All right, everybody. Up next, we have a brand new segment.
Brand new.
It's called "What Have They Done Now," and it's the dynamic in a relationship. Every relationship has it, where one person does something that's like annoying. It's not that bad, or it's like petty, and you're like, "What?" You get really annoyed for absolutely no reason, but it's kind of valid.
Yeah.
And we got to try and decipher whether or not it's valid or not.
Yeah. So whoever sends the thing in is we are gonna be on your side or be on their side.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what have they done now?
So first one.
Hey boys, I got one for you. What have they done now? So when you're driving in the car and you have your tunes blaring, you're like, yes, I love this song. Your tunes blaring and she's sitting in the front seat and she opens a video or a Snapchat and the volume out of her phone is just blaring and it just keeps you distracted from jamming out to your tunes. It's a shocker.
I don't know.
Petty as they come, I love it.
Just gonna say, that's pretty petty. It's pretty petty, man. I reckon.
I can see it though.
Look,
you're there driving, bit of Jack Johnson comes on, Zach Bryan.
And then she's opening her Instagram stories of like a party last night at Fred again. Yeah. And it's like, pull me out of this. And you're just like, come on, I'm vibing here.
But
vibe with me.
But I'm going to say not valid.
Also not valid. I'm going also not valid. Also not valid.
Okay. Me and Jake have got 3 each as well.
You've got 3 of yours.
Yeah. My next one.
Hi, mommy and daddy.
Hey.
How are you? First of all, I love the pod. You've been helping me a lot, putting some smiles on my face through some difficult times around here. Let's go to the story. The thing is, I had an ex-boyfriend. We had a great, great sex life. We'd like to try new things together. But one day, to surprise me, and as he said, it's a gift for you, he took a blue pill without telling me, and he wanted us to have 6 hours of sex straight, and that was it. Like, that was his surprise for me, so we can try it. That was a big surprise.
Big surprise, I bet.
That's fucking insane.
I bet it was a big surprise.
Dude, 6 minutes is plenty of time. Oh, are you kidding?
Imagine
16 minutes is absolute maximum.
Imagine getting home, like she's just got home from work boyfriend comes out from the bedroom, just butt naked.
And he's like, he's got a literal fucking tree trunk that is not moving.
And he's just like,
it's pulsating.
And then he's, the one thing he says, it's a gift for you.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, are you giving me a massage? Yeah. Oh, how good.
That one is so far from being valid that it's not funny.
Oh my God. What a weirdo.
Yeah.
That is, I'm going to say, I guess like every right to be saying that, sending that in as in like, yes, you should be angry.
Yeah.
They fucked up. That's insane.
Okay. And last one from me.
Hey boys, love the potty. What my partner does is, so whenever I cook food, I make sure I serve him first. But whenever he cooks food or we get takeaway, he always serves himself first and it fucks me off.
Oh, valid! That is so valid!
So valid, hey.
I've never even thought of that.
I know. It's sort of like whoever, you have to go wait to whoever cooked it to start eating. That's like an old childhood thing. Remember that?
I'm trying to think. If I cook, I'll just dish up both plates and bring them out at the same time.
Imagine cooking for your girl, right? And then just being like, all right, just start eating. And be like, oh, it's over there.
So he makes her dish up her own?
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
Or he doesn't even bring it to her. That is, yeah. That's fucked.
Valid. Valid.
So valid.
That's so funny. Selfish.
So selfish.
Selfish.
All right, your ones.
Okay, this one is from Caroline Brund.
Oh, I forgot to say the name of my other one. Sorry.
Caroline Brund. I asked her if she wanted to be anonymous and she said, no, I don't care at all.
Mm.
So my now ex-boyfriend said one night that he was going out for one beer with some friends. And obviously he comes back like 6 hours later, extremely drunk. And we go to bed, and in the middle of the night, I wake up to like a warm, wet feeling on my legs and something like really stinky. And I turn the light on and I realize that he has just literally pooped all over the bed, including me.
Oh! That's not even questionable. I knew you would like that one. That is, how is that ever going to be valid in any type of world?
That's so disgusting.
No, I didn't like that one. Imagine waking up to that.
That's so disgusting.
Imagine, that's the worst thing you could ever wake up to. I don't think you could wake up to worse.
The first time I listened to it, I thought when she said like wet and stinky, I was like, oh.
We.
Yeah. Like, pissed the bed. Some like not valid, but like, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
But this guy shit the
bed. That's not on any day of the week.
My biggest fear is like pooping my bed.
Oh, hopefully it never happens to me.
Okay. Okay, this one's actually, this one's just like silly. This is from Yea, Y-E-A dot N-I-C. Yay, Nick.
No idea.
Hi, Jake. I'm here to call out my boyfriend, Colby. So since we started living together, I have been the one that's been cooking a lot. So, which is fine. Like, he didn't grow up cooking. And so I've been slowly teaching him, you know, how to cook and stuff. And so I cook a lot. And one day I'm kind of tired. I don't want to make dinner. We had a late lunch. And so I was like, hey, there's stuff in the fridge for you to make like a chicken salad or like, you know, whatever. Like, go ahead and make yourself dinner. Like, I'm going to sleep. And he was like, okay, love you. Good night. No problem. Close the door. Go to sleep. This dude, I left my water outside, like in the living room. So I went to go get my water after like maybe like an hour. The living room smells weird. Like, it smells weird. And I'm like, what is that smell? And he's hunched over a bowl with his headphones in. I'm like, Colby, what are you doing? He cracked open a can of baked beans. Raw dogging a can of baked beans. Not even heated up. Like,
I've had confirmation. He did heat them up, actually. Oh. So after all, she was trying to teach him how to cook, and all he felt like eating was a can of baked beans heated up.
That's so valid.
Valid, you reckon?
That's so valid.
You don't mind, it's like the most British thing ever is having just a can of baked beans.
That is. I thought she was going to go on some tangent of like he burnt the house down.
No. Just baked beans.
Just a can of baked beans? Valid.
Valid.
I reckon you can eat whatever you want.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
It's not like he made her baked beans.
Yeah, true. Yeah, actually, that is true. You know, he was fending for himself and all he felt like was some baked beans.
Yeah.
He didn't feel like making a chicken salad.
Yeah.
All right, I got one more. I think I have an option here. Ella Chapman, 09.
Okay, so when me and my boyfriend first started seeing each other, he was coming over to my house, so I changed all my bedding and put fresh, clean sheets on my bed, made it look all nice, and then he was at my house, and we were just watching Netflix in bed, and we had pizza for dinner, and so we're eating our pizza, and then we finished eating our pizza, and he then proceeded to wipe his face and his hands on my clean sheets on my bed that I had just put on that day.
Oh, criminal.
That is criminal.
Valid.
Yeah, that is so valid. And then you'd hate to see what his sheets look like if he thinks that's normal.
I don't think that's normal at all.
No, I don't eat in my bed. Like,
oh, no, neither.
I'll have like a snack, like a little chocky. I'm not bringing like toast or anything in my bed.
I think that, yeah, chocolate is different. Like I'll happily have like a little, like a tiny little bowl with a few bits of chocolate in it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'll lay on my bed and I'll put it on my tummy and I'll just eat it like this. Like I'm happy to do that. But I'm not eating like a meal. No, I'm not like even.
I don't like the smell in my room.
I think that when I was younger and because like now, because I live, I have my own house.
Yeah.
I can obviously just pay rent. But when you have someone over, you can eat in the lounge room because it's your lounge room. Mm. But when you're a kid, if you're still living at home, you can't. Well, like you could, but you just want to be alone.
Mm.
So I remember being a kid having girlfriends over where we would eat on my bed, watch TV in my room.
Yeah.
So, but I couldn't do it now.
No, I couldn't do it now either. Oh, that's a good point. But why?
But why? That's crazy. Wiping, like if I'm messy, like.
What, even like if I don't want to wipe it on my own clothes. Like what's.
Fuck no. That's probably why he did it. He didn't want to wipe it on his clothes.
And knowing it was a nice girl's bedroom, probably really nice sheets, like was this good thread count, you know what I mean?
Yeah, girls always have like a very high thread count on their bed sheets.
They got it. It's like a status symbol. It's like a status symbol for them. Okay, we'll leave it on that one, which is not valid.
Not valid. No, wait, valid to be upset.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not a valid thing to do.
Yeah,
not I don't know. We got to figure out a way to say it. Like we'll have like a sound or something.
Yeah.
Criminal. Alrighty, guys, that's the end of today's episode. Thank you for listening. But before you get upset, we will see you on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. What are we, Eastern Australian Pacific time?
We're back again.
We're back. And don't forget to sign up to Patreon for more extra content.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start doing over there. We're going to do dilemmas, a full dilemmas episode up there every 2 weeks. So we're going to have the new thing is Monday, Wednesday, Spotify, and then Thursday, Patreon normal, Sunday, vlog, and then every 2 weeks we will be having a full dilemmas episode on Patreon, and you'll be able to go tier one, $5 a month, one extra episode a week. Tier two, $10 a month, one extra episode a week, and one dilemmas every 2 weeks. Tier three, vlog, dilemma every 2 weeks, extra episode every week.
There's content coming out of us to be consumed.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it on. All you baddies doing a hot girl walk, don't forget to tag us on your Instagram, Jake and Oddie's privates, and we'll reshare that because we're starting a community and we're going to the moon. We love you all. We'll see you on Wednesday.